Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here to give us a little bit more insight on an L.A. perspective from the Los Angeles News Group, NBA reporter Mark Heisler. Mark, Jody Mack here in New York. How are you today?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Good. How difficult has the last week been?
Well, it's been difficult, you know. It's hard to deal with something like this. Kobe was a really singular personality. You know, he really had like an ironclad grip over his life and over the story of his life. And for it to end this way, but I mean, you know, of course, you know, then you add in the fact that eight other people were involved, and three of them were schoolgirls, and one of them, of course, is 13-year-old daughter Gianna. So you know, it's really sad, and there's no getting around it. It kind of runs on two tracks. You know, there's the real life story, you know, and then there's the NBA story. Of the two, of course, the real life thing is, you know, way more important, way more significant. It is what it is, and it is really sad, and there's just no getting away from it.
It is the merging of two worlds, as you say, real life and NBA life. And the guys on the Lakers right now have to deal with that. Seeing the merging of the two lives, they know Kobe, they know of Kobe, they understand the loss, but they also still have to get on with their life that is the NBA. They did that the other night, did a great celebration of Kobe's life and the other tragically lost individuals, but then they went out and lost the game. And last night, they went up to Sacramento and won the game, maybe because they were out of the setting that was the Staples and the L.A. Forum. How are the Lakers dealing with it? Do you think this has a long-term effect on them over the course of the season?
They're having trouble dealing with it. And, you know, of course, the trouble was showing up, you know, when they called off the game against the Clippers on Tuesday and then didn't come back until Friday. But, you know, the fact that they were doing this, you know, what everybody's calling a celebration of his life, of Kobe's life, you know, that kind of plunged everybody back down into it. You know, Frank Vogel said that when they went out to play the game, said, you know, his starting players had tears in their eyes, and of course, you know, they lost the game to Portland. So, you know, long term, I don't think it's really not going to have an effect. You know, the bottom line is, you know, of the 12 players they've got, only two of them were on the team with Kobe. You know, that's Kyle Kuzma and Dwight Howard. And Dwight Howard wasn't exactly close to him. This is just part of life. You know, part of life is death and funerals and things that are really sad. It's sadder if it's in your family. Now, of course, you know, it was in their family in a certain way, but in a certain way it was not. So, you know, bottom line is, you know, I think they're going to be what they were going to be. If they're not, you know, they can't tell people it's because of Kobe, you know. So, Kobe is just going to be, you know, the whole story is just going to be what it is, and everybody's going to have to live with it. And, you know, and then I really think everybody, you know, as far as just getting on with their lives, you know, that means getting on with their professional life, and I think that's what they'll do.
NBA reporter for the LA News Group, Mark Heisler, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. The guy who is still with the organization, who is probably closest to Kobe, of course, is Rob Pelinka, who is now the general manager, president, whatever his title of, is he's the mean guy with the Lakers these days and reports only, of course, to their owner, Jeannie Buss, who also had a very tight relationship with Kobe, but it was one in which he worked for her. Rob worked for Kobe and then eventually came in to take over the Lakers. I've seen snippets of interviews done with him, but not a lot. I've seen some quotes and some reports with him, but not a lot. Has he been a tough guy to get a hold of, to get a grasp of, to get a feeling of how he's dealing with this unbelievably tough situation?
No, it hasn't been hard to get a grasp of how he's dealing with it. You know, it's, he's very sad about it. You know, he was, we talk about, these issues as if they're the Lakers' issues, but they, as I said, only two of them were, were ever on the same team with Kobe. Rob Pelinka was close with him. Rob was his agent. Rob was Gianna's godfather. So that's, that makes it, much more of an issue for him. But, we have people, the sad truth is we have people in our lives who die. And, and then we have to get on with it, on with the rest of our lives. And if you don't, then that's not good. You're not honoring the person, whoever it is, would wish that, that you would get on with your life. I think that's what Rob will do.
No, he's got a job in front of him because the Lakers are still on the top in the Western Conference, but it's going to be a tough road with some very good teams out there in that conference, including one right in town, the Clippers. You mentioned that I agreed with. I thought that it was the proper thing to do when they canceled the game against the Clippers earlier this week. If there's ever an easy time to reschedule a game, it's two teams in the same town playing in the same building. So I think it was something the NBA had an easy time deciding. Was the LA fan base happy for that, sad for that, ticked off by that, understood, even if they weren't happy about it? How did that play in LA when the announcement came down that the NBA was going to postpone Lakers-Clippers as the first game after Kobe's tragedy?
Well, I think it went down as wholly appropriate. I mean, you'd have to be, some troglodyte if you were saying, oh, there's no game that night, I'm upset. I think everybody understood, where the Lakers were and why this was true. I don't think anybody, you got to remember that, if there's shock and, grief, in my mind, this is kind of like, the Princess Di or John Lennon, and those, I don't want to compare anything to JFK, but I mean, those are the only things I can think of that are comparable. And, they do take your breath away. And I think everybody, thought it was wholly appropriate, that they didn't play that game. And if they had played that game, the story would be, why did they play it? I think everybody totally understood.
Fair enough.
Clipper fans, too, all three of them.
Well, we'll see when the Clippers and the Lakers play, when it is the Clippers' house, if the Lakers fans can get their hands on those tickets for the rest of the season. Is the rest of the season going to be a dedication to Kobe for the Lakers this year?
Well, I think so. I think we're going to hear a lot about Kobe. And, of course, the All-Star game is going to be another natural moment to think about Kobe and I'm a little stuck on this word, celebrate his life. So I think you'll hear less about it, but I mean, from the Lakers standpoint, they'll never really get away from it, so they'll, I think there'll be a lot of, thought about doing this for Kobe, but I think that's more the Lakers than anybody else.
Understood. And as I mentioned, the Lakers had a game just the other night at Staples. I thought LeBron did a great job of giving a speech for Kobe before the game started. But then he went out and didn't play all that well, and they got beat. Dame Lillard, a non-Laker, stepped up and had the game of games and actually found a way to win a game for Portland. So LeBron is still in his burgeoning stages of being a Laker. How much will we judge him even more in this year with Kobe's passing if the Lakers do not win a title behind LeBron James? Will the critics come down even harder on him?
Well, you know, if you're LeBron James, that's what your life is, you know, is it's people are looking at him and judging him, you know, like every day of his professional career. And so this isn't going to be any different. You know, it's like first game of the season, you know, at that point when, you know, they started the season, the Clippers were the kind of a narrow pick to, you know, to win the championship. And the Lakers were like, I think were, you know, it was close, but they were picked number five in the West. And, you know, so opening night and LeBron didn't have very good game, kind of like this one Friday night. And, you know, of course, you know, not a good game for LeBron is just like this game Friday night, 16 points, 9 assists. I forget if it was 7 rebounds or whatever it was, something like that. So, opening night, LeBron didn't have a very good game. And, you know, and everybody, you know, dumped on him. And, you know, and he went back out and started playing really well. And they, you know, they started winning a whole bunch of games, you know. And so, you know, it's just, you know, that's, if you're LeBron, that's what your life is. You know, people, you know, praising you or dumping on you every day. You know, that's, yeah, I mean, the reason that's true is because he's up as high as he is. You know, he's one of the, you know, he's thought to be one of the two or three or four, five best players that ever was. And so, you know, at that level, that's what your life is.
And that's what Kobe dealt with for his entire life as well. Mark, great stuff. We appreciate you coming on board. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Have some fun watching it. Kick back, relax, take the day, then get back on that tough trail. Appreciate your jumping on our trail today.
Okay, my pleasure.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.